弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们在今天星期五晚上能够聚集在教会敬拜神。
Thank God for His grace that we can gather here and worship Him on the Holy Sabbath day。
这是一个放假的节日，很多人这个时候都今天都休假。
So today is a national holiday. There are a lot of people that have today off.
因为很多人他们在庆祝或纪念耶稣诞生。
Because there are many people in the world that are celebrating and remembering the birth of Christ.
因为今天是12月25号。
Because today is December 25th.
但是基本上大部分的基督徒都知道耶稣基督并不是在这一天降生的。
However, most of the Christians know that Jesus Christ is not born on this day.
今天这个日子其实是经过历史的演进变成基督徒他们在纪念主降生的日子。
This holiday evolved through history and became a day considered as birth of Christ.
因为在圣经里面，主耶稣他并没有吩咐我们要去纪念他的生日。
In the Bible, Lord Jesus did not instruct us to remember his birthday.
那主耶稣倒是提醒我们要去纪念他为我们钉十字架。他为我们受苦的那个日子。
Instead, Lord Jesus instructed us to remember the day that He crucified on the cross for us.
要常常思想他来世上所成就的救恩。
That we need to remember constantly that He's here to fulfill the redemption plan.
所以我们按照圣经时常举办圣餐来思想主耶稣基督他的救赎。
According to the teaching of the Bible, we hold Holy Communion to remember the Lord's death.
那因为圣经没有记载我们要纪念耶稣生日，所以我们教会基本上是没有在纪念所谓的圣诞日。
Because the Bible did not tell us to remember Lord Jesus' birthday, so our church does not celebrate Christmas.
那可是我们都知道，主耶稣的降生改变了这个世界。
But we all know that the birth of Lord Jesus has changed the world.
他的来到人间揭开了人类历史的一个新的纪元。
He came to this world to open a new chapter in the human kind.
所以我们现在的西元的纪年就是以耶稣降生的那一年为第一年。
And so, so AD start with the first year of Lord Jesus' birth.
其实我们就发现耶稣基督他改变了整个世界。
We know that Lord Jesus had changed the entire world.
因为他的出现是早在神的计划里面的。
And his appearance was in God's plan.
那他所带给人类的救恩让世世代代很多很多人都大受感动。
His salvation has touched the heart of many people.
那他其实就是神本来就预定要他来拯救人类的救主。
He was a savior that was predestined by God to come and save mankind.
他是特别被神所指定的。
He was especially appointed by God.
那其实我们经过圣灵的引导我们就知道他本身就是这位独一的真神。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we know that He is God Himself.
那因为我们今天这个从礼拜一开始，我们教会读经刚好读到诗篇。
And starting this past Monday, our church daily Bible reading schedule starts with Psalm chapter 1.
那我们按照每天读经的进度，今天应该是读第五章。
So according to the daily Bible reading schedule, we should be reading Psalm chapter 5.
但是当我们读过第二章的时候
，But when you read chapter 2,
我们就发现一个很特殊的经文。
And you may come across a very interesting passage.
特别提到一位受膏的君王，他来到人间。
And it mentioned an anointed king that came to this world.
他的来到要让整个世界，包括掌权的君王，一般的世人。特别注意。
And his coming will bring attention to the kings on earth and also all the people.
凡是愿意来投靠他的必然得福。
And anyone that comes to rely on him shall be blessed.
我们今天晚上就以诗篇第二篇的这个信息来谈谈投靠这位受膏君王的有福了。
And today we'll use chapter 2 as our passage. We'll be studying the blessed are those who trust in the anointed king.
我们请看诗篇第二篇第十二节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 2, verse 12.
请读第十二节。
Verse 12, kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are those who put their trust in him.
这是诗篇最后他的一个劝勉。
And this is a encouragement, admonishment from Psalm.
他说要以嘴亲这个儿子。
And he says to come and kiss the son.
那恐怕他发怒。
Lest he be angry.
所以如果我们跟他亲嘴，他就很高兴。
And he'll be happy if we kiss him.
他如果生气，那我们就不好了。
And if he is angry, then woe will come to us.
因为他如果生气，他说你们就在道中灭亡了。
Because if he's angry, then we will perish in the way.
因为他的怒气就快要发作了。
Because his wrath is kindled by a little.
但是如果愿意跟他亲嘴的，愿意投靠他的，那就是有福的。
But those who kiss him, those who put their trust in him, are blessed.
所以这诗篇给我们两条路可以选择。
And so here in Psalm chapter 2, gives us two choices.
我们如果真的认识这位儿子，
if we truly come to know the Son,
我们如果愿意来跟他亲近，
if we're willing to draw close to him,
那也就是说我们愿意来投靠他。
In other words, if we're willing to put our trust in him,
那这样子我们就是一个有福的人。
Then we're considered a blessed one.
那这个有福就是能够在他面前，在他的会中可以站立得住。
To be blessed means that we can stand firm among his congregation in his temple.
那但是如果不要的，
but if we choose not to do so,
也就是说要选择另外一条路的。
In other words, if you pick the other choice,
那将会经历他发怒之后所受的惩罚。
Then we will receive the punishment after his wrath comes.
那在这十二节里面就提到是灭亡。
And in verse 12, it mentioned that is perishment.
那我们每一个人，我们都是聪明人。
So we're all smart.
如果有一个选择，一个是灭亡，一个是得救，那我们一定会选择得救的路。
If we're given two choices, one leads to perish, the other one leads to salvation. Of course, we'll pick the one that leads us to salvation.
就好像在这个路上，当有两条路，只是一个是往灭亡的路，我们一定会躲避。
And just like if we're on the street, if one way leads us to death, of course we'll try to avoid that.
我们碰到危险，我们就绕道。
If we encounter danger, then we will take a detour.
那现在有关于这个信仰的事情。
But with regards to our faith,
圣经给我们这么一个选择。
The Bible here gives us this choice.
它要我们来选择亲近他。
And it's giving us a choice to come and draw close to him.
那这里说用当以嘴亲儿子。
And here it says to kiss the son.
那这个儿子特别是用大写的。
And the son is capitalized.
那表示这个儿子是特别的。
It means that the son is a special son.
那这个儿子其实就在第二章里面他所提到的。
And this son is also mentioned in chapter 2.
我们现在请来看第二篇的第六节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 2, verse 6. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
第七节。
Verse 7, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
那这个儿子呢，他对众人宣告这个神对他说的话。
Here the son declared the decree to tell the congregation what the Lord has said to him.
他说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
他来的时候，他自己宣告说，我是这个天父的儿子。
When he came, he declared that he is a son of God.
我今日生你。
And today God begotten him.
那这个生跟我们人间一般这个父母亲生儿女是不一样的生。
This begotten son is different from a mother giving birth to a child.
因为当天父他造我们人的时候。
So because when Heavenly Father created us.
这是圣经描述这个真神在创造人的时候。
The Bible described when the true God created mankind.
他用尘土造了一个人。
He made us out of dust.
然后就跟他吹了一口气。
And he breathed into the dust.
这个人就成了有灵的活人。
This person becomes a living spiritual person.
他是被造出来的。
Because he was created.
那现在这个儿子，神说我今日生你。
And here this son, God says that today he begotten him.
其实是神派他来的。
It was God that appointed and sent him.
其实另外一个意思就是神自己成为这个儿子来到人间的。
Another meaning is that God himself came to this world in the form of the Son.
那第六节是说我已经立我的君要在锡安我的圣山上了。
Verse 6, yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
就是他是这位儿子是当君王的。
In other words, the Son is a king.
那是神特别高立。 要放在他的圣山上。
It was a king that was especially anointed by God to place on the holy hill of Zion.
那这位受膏的，他来的时候，他说我要传圣旨。
And this anointed one, when he came, he will declare the decree.
他就将这个王，这个神跟给他所讲的话，把他宣告出来。
He declared what the Lord had said to him.
哦，那神的圣旨是什么？
What is the decree of God?
第八节说
Verse 8 Ask of me, and I will give you the nation for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession.
你看这里说，那这个当王的，他有个国度，他这个国度呢，他说是列国，说是你做基业。
And here it says, give you all the nations for your inheritance.
那说把地极视你为田产。
And the ends of the earth for your possession means belong to you.
也就是说，这整个宇宙，整个被创造的世界。
In other words, it applies to the entire world, that's created.
所以它的范围是全部的这个世界。
And this refers to the entire world.
它的国度。
That is nation.
是要包括所有的。
The nation encompasses everything.
然后它是有权柄的。
And he has authority.
它的神第九节说。
Verse 9, you shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel.
这个就是我要用要给你一个王的权柄。
In other words, he will give them a power of a king.
他说要打破这些敌对你的。
To break those who oppose you.
那这些敌对的呢？他说会像窑匠把那瓦器摔碎一样那么简单。
And it will be to face his enemy, he will dash them into pieces like the potter's vessel.
也就是说，这个列王在神眼中就像这些瓦器一样。
In other words, the kings of all the nations in the eyes of God are compared to those vessels.
那瓦器是很容易碎的。
The potter's vessel is very fragile.
丢到地上就碎掉了。
If you throw it on the floor, it'll break into pieces.
瓦器其实也没什么价值的。
And the potter's vessel is not very valuable.
那所以这里特别强调，这个儿子他拥有绝对的权柄。
And here tells us this son has the sovereign authority.
是这个世上的君王所没办法比较的。
Is not something that the kings of this world can compare to.
那这样的一个儿子出现的时候
，When this particular son appears，
其实列王他们都知道，他们就紧张了。
All the kings of the nations are aware of it, and they're very nervous.
哦，所以这个圣经一开始第二章一开头他说
，In chapter 2 verse 1 in the beginning it says，
第一节
，Verse 1 why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing？
第二节
，Verse 2 the king of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying。
第三节
，Verse 3 let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us。
那这个就是当这个儿子。来到人间的时候
，When the sun comes to this world，
现在万民列外邦，他们就聚集起来，开始要跟他征战。
All the people, all the kings, have come together to fight against him.
他们有一个计划
，They have a plan.
一起起来，一同商议要抵挡神跟他的受膏者。
They come together and counsel together to go against the Lord and His anointed one.
也就是说，现在这个。神的国度来到人间的时候
，In other words, when the kingdom of God comes to this world，
就对这些世上的君王来说，他们觉得是个威胁。
To it becomes a threat to all the kings of the world。
那他们现在他说要挣开他的捆绑
，And it now says to break their bondage，
要脱去他的绳索
，And cast away the cords。
那表示他们也知道这个王受膏君王来到的时候
，They know that when the anointed king comes，
他要给人有一个范围。
That it will give men a boundary.
其实他是有权柄的。
He has the sovereign authority.
他的权柄可以约束人的行为。
His authority can bond and put boundary in our behaviors.
但是这些地上的列王，他们说他们不愿意顺服这位君王他的统治。
But the kings of this world are not willing to be submissive to the reign of this king.
所以他们说要挣开他们的捆绑，就是我们不要接受他的指示，我们要走我们自己的路。
They want to break their bonds in pieces. That means that they don't want to follow, be submissive to their king.
那表示当这位受膏的君王来到的时候
，That means that when the anointed king comes.
其实这些世上的万民，他们有没有感受到？耶稣基督来到是很特别的。
The people of this world realized that the coming of Lord Jesus was very special.
因为他们不认识这个儿子，他真正。来到世上的目的。
They don't understand what is the ultimate purpose of coming of the Son.
他们以为这个君王是要来抢夺他们地上的王权。
They thought that this anointed king comes to threaten their authority on earth.
其实耶稣基督来到人间，他并不是以一个高高在上的君王要来辖制所有的人。
But when Lord Jesus, the truth is, Lord Jesus came to the world, this world not to, to put bondage onto all the kings.
他的国度其实是属灵的。
Because his kingdom was a spiritual kingdom.
他的国跟地上的国不一样。
His kingdom is different from the kingdom of earth.
要当的王不是统治着地上这些有行职的这个疆界。
And his kingship is not to rule over, the kings on earth.
他说要统治的是人属灵的心。
Because what he wants to reign over is the heart of men.
是要建立神祭司的国度的。
And to build up the nation of priesthood.
那这个就是神的计划。
This is the plan of God.
神要拯救他所创造在最终受苦的这些世人。
God wants to save and deliver, his people that are living in sin.
所以这个当王的他不认识这个儿子的时候，他们就紧张了。
When the son does not understand or know this, when the kings do not understand the son, they become very nervous.
那这个第四节啊。
Verse 4.
请读第四节。
Verse 4. He who sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision.
第五节。
Verse 5. And he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure.
那坐在天上的就是这位天上的真神。
And that who sits on in heaven is the heavenly God.
他就要发笑。
Then he will laugh at them.
也就是说他就看到世人这些举动觉得说啊你们真的是误解了神的意思。
In other words, when he sees all the actions of the kings on earth, he's laughing that they misunderstood him.
因为君王他们所谋算的要抵挡这位神跟他的受膏者在神面前是行不通的。
Because all the plots, that they are planning to go against the anointed king will never work.
其实神他是主宰着天地万物所有一切的。
Because God is the master, he rules over everything in the universe.
这些列王其实像瓦器一样。
And all the kings of the earth are like the potter's vessels.
世上君王的权柄其实是神给他们的，是神用手把他们托住的。
The authority of the king on earth are given by God. It was God that uphold them.
当这位神把他的手收起来的时候，
When God withdraw his hand,
那这个瓦器就掉下去了。
Then this potter's vessel will fall on the floor.
掉下去，他就碎了。
When it falls on the floor, then it breaks into shatters and pieces.
他的国度就没有了。
Then his kingdom will disintegrate.
所以我们在看这个世界上的这些历史的演进。
So when we look at the evolve, how the history had evolved.
这个国度一代一代的更替。
That the history nations comes after another nation.
其实真的有时候有的国度很强，可是一瞬间就消失在历史上了。
Sometimes a kingdom or a nation is very strong, but it disappears in fleet of a moment.
因为这个就是神在掌握人间历史的证明。
Because this is a proof that God is in charge of the human history.
我们人的历史按照神的计划在进行。
That our human history is evolving according to God's plan.
所以这主在嗤笑这个列王他们的谋算。
So this God in heaven is laughing at the plots of the kings.
第五节神说他要在怒中责备他们。
In verse 5 it says he shall speak to them in his wrath.
在孽怒当中惊吓他们。
And distress them in his deep displeasure.
那就是这位受膏的君王他出现的时候。
When this anointed king appears.
他是要来执行这位天父真神他的旨意的。
And he is coming to execute, the will and the purpose of the true God.
神的旨意是不能拦阻的。
And God's purpose or God's will cannot be stopped.
所以凡神所一定要进行的都一定会如期进行着。
Whatever God wants to execute and carry out, it shall carry out according to God's plan.
所以这篇诗篇呢很特别。
So this piece of psalm is especially different.
他提到了第二节提到这个受膏的君王。
In verse 2 it mentioned this anointed king.
他在锡安登上王位。
And that he reigned on hill of Zion.
这位天父真神把列国都赐给他。
And that God, heaven has given him all the nations.
那神他这样子宣告的时候。
When God declared this decree.
因为他说他是我的儿子我今日生他。
Because he says that he is my son, today he begotten him.
那第十节现在神这个诗篇的作者提醒世人应当要注意几件事情。
In verse 10, the author of Psalm is reminding men a few things.
请看第十节。
Let's turn to verse 10. Verse 10, Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, your, You judges the earth.
第十一节。
Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
这里说啊，现在你们君王应当要醒悟啊，英文圣经啊，翻译就是现在你们这些君王啊，应当要有智慧的做选择。
And verse 10 says, therefore be wise, O kings.
那世上的审判官掌权的要受管教。
And be instructed, you judges of the earth.
第十一节说要存敬畏来侍奉神。
Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear.
然后要存敬战兢和快乐。
And rejoice with trembling.
那所以这个儿子，这个受膏君王来到的时候。
So when the son, when the anointed king comes.
他说要人能够醒悟。
That he wants to be instructed, to be awakened.
因为现在这位君王来到，他把两条路摆在人面前来选择。
Because as this king comes, he is giving us two ways, two choices.
那如果选择来听他话的。
If we choose to come and listen to him,
让他来成为我们生命当中的君王。
If we allow him to be the king of our lives,
那我们的结局在这个君王的统治底下，我们必然享受他所应许的喜乐。
Then our ending under the reign of this king shall enjoy all the pleasure and blessings.
我们可以侍奉神又得喜乐的。
And we can serve God and rejoice.
但是对那个不愿意选择的。
But those who choose not to.
另外一条路。
There's another way for them.
结果是灭亡。
And that leads to perish.
那第十一节他提醒。
Verse 11 is a reminder.
选择要来顺服这位神的。
Those who come and choose to serve this Lord.
他是用畏惧来侍奉神的。
And serve the Lord with fear.
那畏惧表示说要知道这位君王他是很威严的。
With fear means that you have to understand that this is a solemn, honorable God.
他所下的命令其实要遵行的。
And the instruction that he has given us must be followed.
因为他是有绝对权柄的。
Because he has a sovereign authority.
那当我们不愿意顺的时候。
So when we're not willing to be submissive to him.
这个权柄会让我们畏惧战惊的。
Then this authority will make us tremble in fear.
那他说但是在战惊当中却又可以得喜乐。
But yet, with trembling, we rejoice.
也就是说知道这位君王他很威严，可是他其实又是极慈爱的。
That means that we understand that this king is fearful, is solemn, but yet he is very merciful.
这个君王是能够施恩给人的，愿意施恩祝福人的。
This anointed king is willing to bless and show his mercies to people.
所以一方面能够敬畏他，因为他是王。
On one hand, we worship and fear him because he is king.
又没有知道他是来拯救人的。
On the other hand, we also know that he's here to save us.
凡是愿意投靠他的，是可以很喜乐的领受他的福气。
Those who are willing to put trust in him, we can come and rejoice with trembling.
那我们来侍奉他的时候，我们真的是用一个很恭敬的态度，很谦卑的心来亲近他。
When we come and draw close to him, we are here with a trembling heart and with a rejoiceful heart.
那这个亲嘴呢？这个动作其实表明了，就是我们人在神面前能够很恭敬、很顺服。
And this action of kissing the Son means that before the Lord, we're very solemn, we're very submissive.
因为在旧约圣经里面，他用亲嘴这个动作来表达很多事情。
Because in the Old Testament, the action of kissing someone has many meanings.
就是啊，我们来看一节圣经。
Let's turn to a verse.
就是告诉我们说，我们怎么样来敬拜这位。受膏的君王。
And this tells us how do we come to worship this anointed king.
请看撒母耳记上第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10.
撒母耳记上第十章。
1 Samuel chapter 10.
请看第一节。
Verse 1. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it onto his head and kissed him and said, Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance?
你看这个就是那个撒母耳他在膏扫罗做王的时候。
This is when Samuel anointed on Saul as king.
他就跟他亲嘴。
He kissed Saul.
他说这不是神膏你做他产业的君吗
？He said that is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance?
那表示这位君王他受膏以后。
That means after this king was anointed.
他是来照顾神所赐他产业的管理的人。
He is here as a commander over God's inheritance.
所以。经过这个受膏的过程之后，那个撒母耳先知就跟他很亲近。
After he was anointed, then Samuel was very close to him.
一方面对他很恭敬。
On one hand, he respected him.
这个人他现在被膏以后。
Because this person after being anointed,
身份就不一样。
It has a different status.
神的受膏者。
Because he is God's anointed one.
用亲嘴的动作来表达他的顺服。
And he kissed him to show that he was submissive to him.
对他就特别尊敬。
And that means he especially respects him.
那除了这个。 这个亲密这个顺服的这个动作之外
In addition to this intimate action, this action of submissive submission.
我们请看列王记上第十九章
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
来看这个亲嘴啊，这个对这个受膏君王亲嘴的另外一个意义。
And let's look at another meaning of kissing the king.
十九章的第十八节
Chapter 19, verse 18.Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all those knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
你看这里提到，这个当时候有些人在敬拜偶像的时候。
At the time, there are a lot of people worshiping idols.
有些人是用这个亲嘴的动作来表达他们的崇拜。
And some people use the action of kissing, to show their worship towards Baal.
所以，当时候神特别保留了七千个是不曾跟
At the time, God had reserved 7,000 that never kissed Baal.
这些人，他们已经跟神亲嘴，他敬拜神的。
Those people already kissed God. That means that they worship God.
被保留这七千个。
The 7,000 that was reserved.
他们就不再去跟这个巴利亲嘴。
So they, their mouth have not kissed Baal.
表示他们对这位真神，他们非常忠贞。
That means that they're very loyal to this true God.
敬拜这独一的神，单单敬拜他而已。
That they solely worship this one and true God.
所以这个亲嘴代表的就是这个崇拜。
So kissing always also means to worship.
那这个亲嘴，我们现在也很容易的可以了解，就表示很亲密的一个动作。
And so to kiss someone is a very intimate behavior.
也就是说，他成为我们所亲爱的，是我们愿意亲近的人。
It means somebody that we love, that we were willing to draw close to.
所以对这位君王，受膏的这个君王。
So to this king, this anointed king.
我们愿意跟他亲密。
That we're willing to draw close to him.
我们愿意让他成为我们的好朋友。
We're willing to allow him to be our friend.
那我们可以从在他这个爱里面享受。
That we can rejoice in his love.
这个亲嘴的动作在新约圣经很多。
And there are many examples of the action of kissing in the New Testament.
比如说我们来看路加福音第七章。
Let's turn to Book of Luke, chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Luke 7.
第七章，我们请看第三十八节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 38.
三十八节。请读三十八节。
Okay, 38. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair and her head, and she kissed his feet, anointed them with a fragrant oil.
这是圣经记载有一个有罪的女人。
The Bible records a sinful woman.
现在她来站在耶稣的背后。
And now he stood behind Lord Jesus.
她就在主耶稣的脚那里哭。
She was weeping at Lord Jesus' feet.
然后眼泪湿了耶稣的脚。
And that her tears had wet Lord Jesus' feet.
在大庭广众之下，把自己的头发放下来，用头发把耶稣的脚擦干。
In front of the public, she let down her hair and wiped Lord Jesus' feet dry with her hair.
然后用嘴连连亲他的脚。
And she kissed Lord Jesus' feet.
香膏抹上。
And she anointed them with fragrant oil.
所以这个有罪的人，他对耶稣的这个动作，代表他真的臣服在耶稣的跟前。
The action of the sinful woman showed that she completely was submissive and prostrate before Lord Jesus.
她很爱主耶稣。
That she indeed loved Lord Jesus.
因为她知道主耶稣基督可以来赦免她的罪。
Because she knows that Lord Jesus is able to forgive her sins.
事实上，没有人能够解决她的问题。
In this world, no one else can solve her problem.
只有这位受膏的君王，他愿意来接纳她。
Only this anointed king was willing to accept her.
所以他用这个亲她的脚这个动作来表达。他愿意跟主和好。
With this action of kissing the Lord's feet, she's showing that she's willing to reconcile with him.
他祈求这位主能够成为他的帮助者。
And she's pleading for this Lord to become her helper.
将来成为他唯一所爱的。
And that in the future becomes the only one that she loves.
这个就是在诗篇里面第二篇他所给我们的一个这个信息。
And this is a message that's in Psalm chapter 2.
这一个受膏的君王。
This anointed king.
其实在新约圣经里面一直在强调，就是耶稣基督。
In the New Testament, it emphasizes that this anointed king is Lord Jesus Christ.
在诗篇里面
，In the Book of Psalms,
有很多篇都曾经被新约的作者引用。
There are many chapters, many passages that has been referred to by the author of New Testaments.
被引用最多次的，可 可能就是第二篇这一篇。
And the chapter that was referred to the most is probably chapter 2.
这一篇的信息曾经被新约圣经作者引用过七次。
And the message in chapter 2 has been referred to by the author of New Testament 7 times.
一直在证明耶稣基督就是这位受膏的君王。
And he is proving over and over that Lord Jesus Christ is this anointed king.
我们现在来看使徒行传第四章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章
Book of Acts chapter 4
第二十五节
Chapter 4 verse 25 Who by the mouth of your servant David, he said, Why do the nation rage and the people plot vain things?
二十六节
Verse 26 The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
这是彼得使徒彼得他在传福音的时候
And this is while Apostle Peter was spreading the gospel.
他当时候为了福音的缘故被逼迫
For the sake of the gospel, he at the time was persecuted.
可是神就都拯救他们了
But God saved him.
那他们回到弟兄姐妹当中的时候
When they returned back among the brothers and sisters,
他们就一起来赞美神
And together they gave praises to God.
虽然被逼迫受苦
Even though they were persecuted and they were in suffering.
可是他们心里却很喜乐
But in their heart, they have joy.
那当时候，他们被逼迫这个事实，让他们想到了诗篇第二篇里面这个诗歌。
The fact that they were persecuted reminded them, the psalm, this passage from the Book of Psalm.
那第二十五节，这个彼得他当时候就明白了这一篇大卫所写的诗呢，是圣灵感动的。
Then Peter understood that the psalm written by David, was because he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们刚才看第二篇，他没有署名说是谁的诗篇。
And in chapter 2, it did not, say that who was the author of the psalm.
但是从彼得他的印证，我们就知道他大卫写的。
But from this, from the book of Acts, we know that this was written by David.
外邦为什么争吗？这个就是诗篇第一篇第二篇第一节第二节的信息。
Why did the nation rage? This is a passage, a message from Psalm chapter 1 and 2.
这个主的受膏者就是这位耶稣基督。
This anointed one of God is Lord Jesus Christ.
他来到人间里，让他施行了这个救恩，让这个列国的君王紧张了。
That he brought salvation to this world and he made all the kings of the earth anxious.
所以主的来到真的是改变了这个世界。
Therefore, the coming of the Lord have truly changed the world.
因为当他们要抵挡的时候，发现最后是抵挡不住的。
Because when they come together to go against God, they realize that they cannot stand up to him.
这个福音还是一直往外扩张。
This gospel continued to spread.
所以你看，当这个教会一开始设立以后。
After the church was established,
罗马的政权不断的逼迫
that they were persecuted by the Roman government.
但是越逼迫越多人来跟随耶稣基督
But the more the government persecuted them, the more people come to follow Lord Jesus.
用他们的嘴来亲爱这位受膏者
They use their lips to kiss this anointed king.
能够得到他的福气
So that they can receive blessings from him.
他们即使在受苦当中都很喜乐
Even during suffering, they rejoice.
因为这位受膏的君王他并不是普通人。
Because this anointed king, he's not an ordinary man.
虽然他在我们人间跟我们一起生活。
Even though he lives amongst us in the world.
可是他是生命的主。
But he is the Lord of life.
他最后虽然被钉十字架死了。
Even though at the end he was crucified on the cross.
可是最后他是从死里复活的。
But at the end he resurrected from death.
而且他的复活是连身体一起复活。
And his resurrection included, the resurrection of his physical body.
他的复活让我们跟随他的人有一个希望。
His resurrection brought hope to those of us who follow him.
就是跟随他的人都要得胜死亡，进入神荣耀的国度。
That is, anyone who follow him will overcome death and enter into the glory of God's kingdom.
在他的国度里面，成为这位君王所亲爱的子民。
And that in his kingdom we become the beloved people, citizens of this king.
主耶稣基督他。被钉死三天之后复活。
And Lord Jesus, after crucifixion, resurrected after 3 days.
这个受膏的君王，他复活就成为《使徒行传》里面在传讲耶稣的主题重点。
And the resurrection of this anointed king becomes a theme of Book of Acts.
当使徒保罗在传福音的时候
，When Apostle Paul was spreading the gospel，
再一次的去印证耶稣基督他从死里复活。
He once again proved that Lord Jesus Christ had resurrected from the dead.
特别引用诗篇第二篇来证明。
He especially referred to Psalm chapter 2 as his proof.
我们现在请看使徒行传十三章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 13.
十三章的第三十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 32. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. 33. God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus, as it is also written in the second psalm, You are my son, today I have begotten you. 34. And that he raised him from the dead, no more to return to corruption. He has spoken thus, I will give the sure mercies of David.
那这是保罗他在传讲耶稣的时候。
And this is while Paul was declaring and spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我报给你们好信息。
Here says that I will bring you good tidings.
这个好信息是神应许列祖的话。
And that is the promise which was made to the fathers.
这个应许他说是向他的儿女所提出来的。
And that he fulfilled this for us, their children.
那我们现在这个列祖的儿女们，他们就是这些跟随耶稣的当时的这些亚伯拉罕子孙。
The children of the fathers, meaning the children of Abraham.
这个应许实现的就是叫耶稣复活了。
And that this promise had come true, that means that Lord Jesus Christ was raised up.
就像诗篇第二篇所说的
哦。Just as written in Second Psalm.
这个诗篇在当时候这些以色列百姓来说，他们很熟的。
And to the Israelites at the time, they're all very familiar with Book of Psalms.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
所以这个生表示耶稣基督他得到他从死里复活。
This begotten means that Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected from the death.
他得胜死亡。
That he has overcome death.
在他里面有永生。
That in him there's eternal life.
所以这个生就是让我们看到这个从死里复活的这个应许。
To begotten him, for that we can see the promise of resurrection.
所以耶稣基督他是生命的主宰。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ is the master of life.
你是我的儿子，他是天父的儿子。
You are my son. That means he is son of the heavenly father.
天父是永活的。
That heavenly father lives forever.
生命在他里面。
Life is in him.
儿子跟父亲一样。
The son is just like the father.
所以他说我今日生你。
That's why he says, today I have begotten you.
他是不能够被死拘禁的。
That means that he cannot be bonded by death.
所以在第十在第三同样使徒行传十三章第三十五节。
In Acts chapter 13 verse 35.
请读。
Therefore he also says in another psalm, you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption.
那这个在诗篇第十六篇。
And this is in Psalm chapter 16.
你并不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
That you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption.
也就是说，他是从死里复活，连身体复活。
That means that he resurrected and resurrected from his body.
所以，耶稣基督他的好信息是什么
？So what is a good tidings of Lord Jesus Christ?
其实，在所谓圣诞节，众人在宣告主耶稣来到人间的这个信息之外
，That during Christmas, in addition to bring the good tidings that Lord Jesus had come to this world.
没有错，当时候当主耶稣来到人间。这个天使向牧羊人大声宣告。
It is true when Lord Jesus was born, the shepherd, the angels has declared to the shepherds.
今天在大卫的城里为我们生了一个救主。
That today a savior is born in the city of David.
连天使都歌颂欢呼。
Even the angels rejoice and sing.
但是这个爱子来到人间的时候。
But when the beloved son come to this world.
哦，天上的使者在高兴赞美。
Even the angels in heaven were singing joyous.
可是地上的君王却紧张了。
But yet the kings of the world was very anxious.
就开始谋算要怎么样来抵挡他。
And they come together to plot together how to go against him.
表面上看起来，这些君王他的谋算成功了。
And from the superficially, it may seem that the plot of the kings have succeeded.
因为他们把耶稣基督钉在十字架上了。
Because they have crucified Lord Jesus on the cross.
但是神的旨意不能被拦阻。
But God's will cannot be stopped.
所以主耶稣基督他三天从死里复活，按照他所讲的话。
According to what he said, he resurrected from the dead after three days.
然后他证明他是不能够被死拘禁的。
That he proved that he cannot be restricted by death.
生命在他手上。
Because life is in his hand.
他就升天回到天上去。
He ascended to heaven and returned to the heavenly home.
所以这个主耶稣从死里复活，这是一个好消息。
So Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead is a good message.
所以今天 我们在这里所宣告的就是主耶稣基督从死里复活的大好的信息。
Today what we shall declare here is a great tiding, that Lord Jesus has resurrected.
他来告诉我们一个好消息。
That he has brought a good tiding to us.
凡劳苦担重担的来就近他可以得安息。
And those who are heavily laden and weary, if they draw close to him, they will receive rest.
坐在黑暗当中死荫幽谷人有这个光照到他们的。
And those who are living in the valley of shadow of death, they will have a light to guide them.
愿意来就近这个光的就要得拯救。
Those who are willing to draw close to this light shall be saved.
就要走上这个永生的道路。
They will walk this path of eternal life.
但是同时这个光也要来定出那在黑暗当中的罪。
But this light will also, show and reveal the sin that's in darkness.
他来传福音。
He came to preach a gospel.
那我们知道有天国跟地狱的存在。
So we know that there is existence of heaven and Hades.
他用他的生命来服侍所有的世人。
He has served, the multitude with his life.
那要让我们来走上他所预备的这条永生路。
So that we are able to walk on this path of eternal life prepared by him.
那他照着神的旨意完成工作之后。
According to the Lord's will, he has completed the work.
他被钉十字架。
He was crucified.
但是三天之后他复活。
But after 3 days, he resurrected.
他成了天父真正的爱子。
Then he became the beloved son of the true God.
回到神那边去。
He has returned to God.
得到所有的权柄，把应许的圣灵降下来。
He has received all the power and authority, and he sent down the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活。
Therefore, Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
我们今天跟随他，就得胜死亡。
Today, if we follow him, then we will overcome death.
这是一个好信息。
This is a good tiding.
我们要来宣扬，我们要来跟从。
That we need to declare this and we need to follow this.
那在新约圣经，另外在希伯来书、在启示录都引用这第二篇的信息。
In the New Testament, the book of Hebrews and book of Revelations also refer to the book of Psalms.
现在我们知道了这个受膏君王之后。
Today, after we come to know this anointed king,
现在这个选择在我们每个弟兄姐妹、我们朋友的手上。
Then this choice, is in our hands.
我们是不是愿意来真正投靠他？
Are we willing to truly come and rely on him?
来得到他所应许的所有的今生跟来世一切的恩典。
And we're ready to receive the blessing that he has promises in this lifetime and after death.
也就是说，我们今天在这个肉体的生命之后，我们的灵魂一定要有一个归宿。
In other words, after we died, our body dies, that our spirit will go to a place.
我们人生并不是只有在世上这几年就结束的。
Our life does not end, in just a few years on earth.
最后，我们要面临一个选择。
At the end, we will face a choice.
因为不是进永生神的国度，就是进地狱里面去受。
Because if we don't go into the kingdom of God, to be blessed, then we will go to hell to suffer.
现在这个选择要让我们来做。
So this, choice is in our hands.
我们现在请看回来诗篇第一篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalms chapter 1.
第一篇我们请看第二节。
Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night.
第三节。
Verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bring forth its fruit in its season.Whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
第四节。
Verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away.
第五节。
Verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
第六节。
Verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
我们这里看到有两个道路。
Here we can see there are two ways.
有两个结局。
There are two endings.
当我们如果走上这义人的道路，
If we walk onto the path of righteousness,
最后就是进到神的国度。
Then at the end, we'll enter into the kingdom of God.
那就是在义人的会中有份的。
And that means we have a part in the congregation of righteous.
那另外一个就是恶人的道路。
And the other way is a way of the sinners.
他说恶人的道路会像糠秕被风吹散一样。
It says the ungodly, the way of the ungodly are like the chaff.Which the wind drives away.
那这个恶人在神面前在审判的时候是站立不住的。
And they shall not stand in the judgment of God.
那恶人其实就是受苦的。
The ungodly refers to those who, suffer.
最后就是会受苦的。
That at the end they will be punished.
是没有福气的。
That they do not have the blessings.
所以我们现在有两条路让我们选。
So today we can pick one of the two ways.
圣经把这两个结局都告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us the ending of each option.
我们今天若愿意来投靠这位受膏君王的。
If today we're willing to come and put our trust in this anointed king.
我们的有福就是我们走在这个义人的道路上。
Then our blessings that we're able to walk on the path of righteous.
也就是我们将来能够在神面前站立得住。
In other words, in the future we can stand in the judgment.
我们在神的国度里面真的是像那个树在溪水旁常常发青。
In the kingdom of God, we will be like the plants planted by the river of water.
真的是生命力旺盛。
And that it has vivid life.
这个常常结果子。
It constantly bears fruit.
就像生命树一样。
Just like the tree of life.
那个果子源源不绝。
And that the fruits will never stop coming.
所以愿我们都一起来敬拜这位天上的真神。
And may all of us come together to worship this true God.
那今天借着这个儿子的来到，把神的奥秘显明在我们面前。
Today, through the coming of this Son, He has revealed to us His mystery.
他是神所高立的。
He was anointed by God.
他是我们人类唯一的救主。
He is the only Savior of mankind.
他要带领我们进入神永远永恒的国度里。
And He will lead us into God's eternal kingdom.
一起来跟随他。
So let us together follow Him.
来领受他这述说不完的恩典。
And to receive the unlimited blessing He will give us.
一起来歌颂我们这生命的君王。
And let us sing praises and praise this this anointed king.
一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
323首。
Please be seated.
我们等一下祷告。
We'll offer prayer together.
祷告其实就是要来祈求这位神来帮助我们。
Prayer is make our request known to God to help us.
我们来投靠这位受膏的君王，我们必然得福的。
When we come to put our trust in this anointing king, we shall be blessed.
我们在台湾有位姐妹。
We have a sister in Taiwan.
她是在高中的时代来信主的。
And she came to believe in the Lord when she was in high school.
现在大概16年了。
It's been 16 years.
她来信主的时候，她有很严重的忧郁症。
When she came to believe in the Lord, she had very severe depression.
因为她家庭的因素。
Because problems in her family.
所以又加上他自己本身个性比较不喜欢跟人家沟通。
And also her personality makes her an introvert. She doesn't like to talk to people.
他很严重的忧郁症就要开始吃药。
So when she was deeply depressed, she began to take medications.
也就是那个时候，他被带到教会来。
It was at that time she was brought to church.
那这个来投靠这位耶稣基督啊。
She came to rely on this Lord Jesus Christ.
让他生命看到亮光。
That in her life she began to see a beam of light.
所以她来教会的同时，她那个忧郁症的药就越来越少，越吃越少。
While she come to church, then they begin to decrease the dosage of her depression medications.
那最后她就把这个忧郁症药都停了。
And at the end, she completely stopped the medications.
那就开始她就来教会，就后来就信主。
And so she continued to come to church. Eventually, she believed in the Lord.
那信主让她生命改变。
Believing the Lord has transformed her life.
因为她家庭是传统的信仰，所以她受洗的时候并没有让她的父母亲知道。
Because her family was very traditional, so when she was baptized, she didn't let her parents know.
那在受洗完之后
，After she was baptized,
因为她有一个心愿，她要带领她的家人来信主。
She had a determination that she wanted to bring her family to believe in the Lord also.
因为她来投靠这位主之后，她的忧郁症得到解决。
Because after she come and put her trust in this God, her depression was solved.
可是她真的不知道要怎么样来开口。
But she doesn't know how to begin preaching.
她就把它放在祷告里面。
So she put it in her prayers.
那一方面，因为她高中之后就读大学。
After high school, she went straight into college.
大学之后，她就到学校教书去了。
And after she graduated from college, she began teaching in school.
在教书的时候，她承受很大的压力。
While she was teaching in school, she had a lot of pressure.
在这个压力当中哦，她生病。
While she was under a lot of pressure, she was sick again.
结果她就被诊断出罹患的那个甲状腺肿瘤。
And she was diagnosed with thyroid tumor.
那这个是当时候医生判定是癌症。
So at the time, the doctor diagnosed it as something malignant.
哇，她那时候很震惊，因为她才二十几岁而已。
She was very shocked because she was only in her twenties.
那怎么会这么年轻就有 cancer？
How can she be so young and has thyroid cancer?
我信主怎么会遇到这种事
？I believe in the Lord, so how can this happen to me?
所以当时候，她只能够祷告。
So at the time, the only thing she can do is to pray.
因为她的父母亲也不是信耶稣的。
Because her parents not believe in Lord.
她也不想让她父母亲忧心。
And she did not want to worry her parents.
所以她只能够凡事在祷告里面求这位救主来帮助他。
So all she can do is put everything in her prayer and ask the Savior to save her.
那同时呢，她知道她自己一个人祷告没有力量。
And she also knows that she doesn't have enough power to pray by herself.
所以她就利用每天早上到教会去祷告。
So every morning she would go to church to pray.
参加教会的祷告会。
And she would join the prayer sessions in church.
那祈求主耶稣来帮助救她。
And she prayed the Lord Jesus to help her and to save her.
因为那时候医生跟她说有肿瘤以后。
After the doctor told her that she has cancer,
她写了两封信要给她的母亲。
She wrote two letters to her parents,
就好像准备遗书一样的。
Just like she was writing her last letter,
就是要跟她的父母亲介绍说，万一我走的时候，你一定要信耶稣，你不可以对耶稣不可以怪耶稣了。
In the letter, she told her parents that after I die, you have to come and believe in the Lord. You can't blame this on God.
可是当时候她抱了一个信心。
But at the time, she also had a faith.
因为她相信圣经所讲的话。
She believed every word that's in the Bible.
她在祷告里面，这神就给她力量。
In her prayers, God gave her strength.
她读到一个经文。
She came across a passage.
你看诗篇118篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇。
Psalm 118.
17节。
118, verse 7.
17节。
Verse 17. For 17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
18节。
18, the Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death.
看他说我必不至于死，难道存活？
He says that, it says that I shall not die but live.
那我要传扬神的作为。
And declare the works of the Lord.
神虽然严严惩治我，但是他未曾将我交于死亡，就是神还要救我。
And the Lord has chastened me severely, but has not given me over to death. That means that God will save him.
当时他读到这一句话的时候，
so when she came across this passage,
她相信她有这样一个任务，
and she believed that she has such a mission.
她把她生命交给神，
so she gave her life to God.
她就真的是靠祷告，
and so she relied completely on prayers.
那个时候她去看医生的时候，医生就跟她建议要手术。
So when she went to see the doctor recommended surgery.
你把手术把那个肿瘤拿走。
To use surgery to completely resect the cancer.
那因为他这个生长位置，他不能够完全把它切除。
But where the cancer was located, they cannot have a complete resection.
那个时候，那个他有一个肿瘤，快要一点多公分的哈。
And there was one of the cancer tumor was over 1 centimeter.
那手术完之后
，After the surgery,
医生跟他说
，The doctor told her,
你的肿瘤如果能够缩小到零点到一公分以内，就不用吃药，就靠你的饮食控制就好了。
That if you can keep the cancer nodule under 1 centimeter, then you don't need to take any medication. You just rely on diet.
当时候他就只能够靠神。
So at the time, all she can do is rely on God.
他真的就祷告神。
And so she just prayed to God.
来投靠这位应许给他恩典的这位主。
So she come to put her trust in this Lord that had promised her blessings.
她在祷告当中。
So in her prayers.
她感受到神给她安慰。
She can feel that God has brought her comfort.
经过一段时间之后。
So after some period of prayers.
再去检查。
She went back for a checkup.
那个肿瘤真的缩小了。
And that cancer nodule truly decreased in size.
缩小到剩下 0.9 公分。
And that it shrunk to 0.9 centimeters.
然后她就不需要开刀了。
So she doesn't need surgeries anymore.
不要再吃药了。
She doesn't have to take any medications.
那当时候他就觉得说，哇，这个神哦，真的会垂听我们的祷告。
So at the time she realized that God truly listens to our prayers.
投靠神的没有不会是羞愧的。
If we put our trust in the Lord, we will not be ashamed.
那后来这位姐妹啊，因为她自己曾经患忧郁症。
The sister once had depression.
她又身上又有这个肿瘤。
And she also had this thyroid cancer.
年纪轻轻的时候，她还很轻啊。
She was still young.
大概三十出头岁。
She was in her early 30s.
那时候就很多弟兄姐妹在关心她的婚姻。
And there's a lot of brothers and sisters that care about her marriage.
她本来就是想说不想结婚了。
At the time, she thought she never want to get married.
因为她对婚姻有恐惧感。
Because she was very fearful of marriage.
可是当时候她在祷告里面，她既然投靠这位神。
But in her prayer, since she relied completely on this God,
她就把她的生命、她的婚姻，把交给这位神来带领。
Then she also put in God's hands her life and also her marriage.
她很感谢神，教会为她介绍一个弟兄。
And thank God that the church has introduced her to a brother.
那这位姐妹很坦诚的跟这位弟兄说了她说的这个生病的历史，她现在患病的这个事实。
And this sister has honestly told this brother everything about her past sickness and illness and the fact that she was still has this cancer.
感谢神，教会所介绍这个弟兄接纳他。
And thank God this brother accepted her the way she was.
两个一起祷告。
And they prayed together.
很奇妙的。
And miraculously.
神感动他们，很顺利结婚。
That God has moved both of them so they quickly got married.
他有一个很幸福的婚姻。
And that she had a great marriage.
那这两个人就一起来服侍神。
And together, these two people served the Lord.
他们一起投靠在这个神的翅膀底下。
And that together, they have come under the wings of this God.
过去的这个忧郁的这个心情。
And all the depression symptoms she had.
这个生病肿瘤这个阴影。
And this history of having thyroid cancer.
那就从他们的这个思想里面渐渐的消失。
Has slowly left them.
他们真的每天喜乐的在服侍神，在过神给他们的日子。
That every day they joyfully enjoyed every day that God has given them.
所以这样一个投靠神 啊，得恩典的这个见证在教会里面啊，到处都有。
There are many other examples and testimony like this where somebody put trust in God and God blessed them.
在印证我们今天凡是愿意投靠他的。
And what this proves is that today anyone who is willing to put our trust in Him,
真是有福的。
We are blessed.
我们虽然会遇到苦难。
Even though we may encounter suffering.
但是神。这慈爱的主就给我们开一条路。
But God, this merciful God, will open a way for us.
意外的让他借着这个神的恩典，他也能够组成一个很幸福美满的家庭。
Miraculously, through God's mercy, she was still able to have a beautiful family.
他说，他当时在见证说
，When she was giving testimony, she said,
如果不是主耶稣救他
she said that it was not for the Lord that has saved her.
他说，可能在几年前，可能十年前，他如果不是疯了。就是已经死了。
She said that 10 years ago, she either would have gone crazy or she would have died.
因为在她那个很忧郁的时候，她多次的想要去自杀。
Because at the during severe depression, many times she wanted to commit suicide.
但是主拯救她。
But God saved her.
她的人生开始不同。
And her life begins to change.
所以我们看到，我们这位救主真的是我们生命的君王。
And so we can see that the Savior is truly the King of our lives.
我们一起来投靠他。
So together we put our trust in Him.
祈求他施怜悯、施恩典给我们。
That we plead to Him to give us mercy and give us blessings.
这个是我们每一个人现在都可以来做的。
And this is something that all of us can do right now.
我们借着祷告要来祈求他施恩给我们。
Through prayer, we plead to God and ask Him to give us the blessings.
那我们在我们祷告其实就是跟主耶稣赞美，也是在跟主耶稣祈求。
When we pray, we are giving our praises to God and also offer our supplication.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
So let us pray together now.
愿意接受按手祷告的，你们到前面来。
Those who are willing to receive laying of hands, please come to the front.
我们弟兄姐妹必须代祷。
And so, brothers and sisters, let's pray for one another.
我们一起来领受主。
So today, together, we can receive the Lord.
美好的救恩。
Receive His wonderful gospel salvation. So let's pray together.